better than my friend, and for sure I'll win. I will tell him, but that's Yoni, when you're having a race with your pigeons, eh, Malay? Then you can't say for sure your pigeon's going to win. How do you know? So there, when you're gambling, maybe you really mean it. You mean Taka to give up the money. So maybe by pigeons, there wouldn't be an issue. Now, we turn it to the Badas and Yoni. If we would only say the second case, by pigeons, the Omar Binaksha, tell you, Musa, that what is totally Binaksha, that's the way you start the race. Binaksha Rashi says, Sheyeshloi Dapin Shalates, Menaksha Zuluzu. Yes, Nada, like ring the bell that makes the pigeon start flying, start moving. And if you could ring your bell well, you're going to make yours go fast. So therefore, you could say, you could say, I know how to get it started faster. I know how to make this right bang that will get my pigeon to win. So therefore, also, you think you sure could win. So therefore, it's an asmachta. You never meant to give the money away. Therefore, you call the Russia. I will tell them, but that's not the money. For it's a case of you gambling. Maybe then it's not sure you win. Maybe your friend will win you. Tzricha, that's what in both cases to say no. In both cases, there's a chance gezel here, or as Eino Eisnik, Yeshuva Shalaylam, therefore I need both cases. Meitzvah, I have a kasha that it says, Hamasaka Bekuvia, what, Meitzvah, Hamasaka Bekuvia, Eino Hain, what's the case of Hamasaka Bekuvia, what are these cases? Eino Hain, Hamasakim, the Pispasim, some of the plays with, Rashi says, Shuvriyatim, broken pieces of wood. Also a type of a gambling. Now, Velopis Pispasim, about not only broken pieces of wood, even with nut shells, or klipa remainim, pomegranate shells. Now, v'yei masai chazrosan, mishiyispiras pespehim. When do we say these people do tshuva? That we start saying the kosher liyedus, mishiyispiras pespehim. When they break their, whatever they're playing with, dice, whatever they're playing with, when they break it, the yachzru behem chazor gemura. And they really do tshuva. The afilu bechinam leyavdi. That even bechinam they wouldn't do it. Yeah. Even not for gambling, they wouldn't do this anymore. Yeah. That's how they do tshuva by gambling. Now, malva beridus, when it says there's a psul of malva beridus, what is that? Echad ha-malva v'yechad ha-leva. Whether you're the one that's lending the money, whether you're the one that's borrowing the money beridus, both the malva and leva are postuliatus. When do we say they're called doing tshuva that they become ksherim? Misha yikrash terehim. When they rip up the shtar not to collect the ribbis. V'yachzubem chazara gemura. What does that mean? That afilu lenochru lo musri. That they won't lend any more money even to a guy. Even though really you're allowed to lend money by ribbis to a guy, you're allowed to. But here this person, since he first did the avera, he lent ribbis to another Jew, now he wants to do tshuva, so he's even going to stay away from ribbis, not even to lend it to a guy. That's called real tshuva. We trust him, then he's allowed to be innate. Umavricha yoinim, people that fly the pigeons, elu shemamru mesa yoinim, that they, Rashi says, magisim oisam zeal zeh ilochim, that they make the pigeons fight. Rashi says they have fights. We have bull fights, they have pigeon fights. That they make the pigeons fight one against another. For lo yoinim avad, and some they bet which pigeon will beat up the other one. For lo yoinim avad, not only pigeons, amru, and afilu behem achayiv yoich, even a bullfight, also the same thing. That psulim liyedus. V'yeim asay chazrosim, when are they called doing tshuva? Mishayishkuras pigmeim. When they break the pigmeim, Rashi says, elu dafin shemazazim bim. That's the dafin they use to make them fight. Kids, they break whatever they stir up the animal to get them excited, to make them fight, when they break those tools. And the yachzru behem chazar gemura, and they do a big tshuva. What does that mean? That the afilu ba midva nam leyavdi, and not even in the midva. Rashi said that there's not shchiach yivarim there. The yishuv, 5 years. That's how they do tshuva. Now, soichrei shviyas, what's called soichrei shviyas? People that do business with peres of shviyas, elu shenoisim v'noisim peres shviyas. People that do business, you have the apples that grew on shviyas. And the terrorist says, L'ochle, you're allowed to eat it, but not to do business. The person takes it and sells it and does business. So he's a Russia. V'yayim asay chaz rossim, when is it called he's doing tshuva? Mishetigia shviyas acheres, when it comes next year, next shviyas, v'yibadlu. And he doesn't do business with the terrorist shviyas. Now, v'yomu rab nechemyo, loy chaz rossim dvorim bovad amru, that alone is not enough just with dvorim. Rashi says, like, loyma, loy noisif oid, not enough to say, I won't do it anymore. But he has to return the money also. Does the perish shvi if he has to return? What does that mean to say, Kesad? Oimer ani, ploini bar ploini, kinasti mosayim zuz. The perish shvi, he has to like be moed alemet and say, me. You have to say your name. That you gathered together $200 worth of perish shvi. And you did business with them. I did this with them. Know what I'm doing now? I'm taking this money, the $200 that I made from the perish shvi'ah that I sold, and I'm going to do tshuva now. I'm taking that money, giving it to the Aniyim. This is the eighth of the kitzah to do tshuva, how you become kosher liyedis. So Gemara says, Kitanim is what we learn here. Tehema. It says that you yoinim, that's not only pigeons, it's even animals also. So bishleim, alaman diyami dikadmi yonach liyoni, hangi mishkachas lo behema. If you learn the place, whether it was a gambling, which one first comes in first, so even the animals also, you could have a gamble which animal comes in first. El amandi yamarim, if you learn the pshat was, that it's some type of a pigeon that draws other people, other pigeons to come to it, it was like a gezel, so behema bat ochi, is there any type of an animal that does this type of a job? So Gemara says, yes, in b'shar habar, you could have a wild ox. Rashi says, doimi l'chai, it's like a chaya. If you raise it in your house, it goes into the midbar, and it takes the chayas, it talks them into coming back to you. That's also called gezel of Dr. Shalom. Where it says, command the yomar shor habar min behemahu. And that's the machlekes, that a wild animal, wild ox, is called a behemah. That's now we learned shor habar, wild ox, min behemahi. It's called a min chayi. It's not shver. Yoinim could also be a type of an oira, a gatherer, so a leader that causes other animals to come home. Tanu will learn like this. Hoisifu aleim, it says not only the cases in the Mishnah are those people who show him they can, are the apostle Yedis, or the apostle to be a dayin, but hoisifu aleim, we added on to them, hagazlonim, agazlin, viachamsonim. Chamsim is you grab from other people, even though you pay for it. Like I said, listen, you have a nice hat, give it to me. I say, no. I say, listen, here's $10 and I'm taking it from you. That's called a chamsim. So, for the Gemara, Gazlin diraisu. Like, what do you have to get onto? This doesn't diraisu. But she's a tossus rosh aid. So, the yin tanan, metzias chayir, that Gazlin is possum diraisu. So, what do you have to say, irain? Like, in our Mishnah, they're only psulim dirabonin. Here, it's psul diraisu tritum. The nitzchu elo le metzias chereshet of a cotton. In the case of what? That if you found a metzia that a chereshet of a cotton lost. Yeah. So, that's only psul dirabonin. There's no real gazlin diraisu. Mikoras of metzias. So mikoras of matias chesher of the kotin loshchichi. It doesn't happen too often. Therefore, they didn't make them to be psulim. Inam we also say daka shalom yalma. They thought it's only gezel mishum daka shalom. Kivon the chazli the safe say the main heavy the koshakli. But at the end the chom saw no that the ma'aser. Why is the person keeping this aveda? Because he wants money and he's even going to take somebody else's money. Therefore, paslin the rabbanon. The rabbanon passel them. We have to be afraid these people can't be trusted. They go after money too much. We can't trust these people. All right, turn over. For the Gemara HaChamsonim, people that grab from other people, so what's the Havamina Maskona? Mikoras Sovar, at the beginning they held, Demei Koyoyev, Akra Biyamahu, that the Chom thought that such a person is not possibly Edus. He didn't do anything that bad. He himself was Mereheta. The person feels, listen, I took the hat, true, but I paid money for it. So since I paid money for it, it's not the shot I want to take something without paying. I paid by force. So that's not so bad. But kivun the chazi, since the chom saw the kor chatzvi, that people were doing it often, they were just grabbing away from one another, God to obey Rabbanu, the Rabbanu made exam that such a person becomes possibly Yedis. Tell him like this. Oy don't see for them, they also read it on, horoyim, that the shepherd, the agaboyim, the tax collectors, gaboyim, the Yamuksim, another type of tax collector, they're also posliadis. Royim, what's for shepherds? Mikara Sabak Rabiyama. That sometimes the shepherds, they let their animals feed in other people's fields. So they're over the Isigezel. So first they thought it only happens once in a while. So therefore they don't become Sulim. But Kivu Nechazdikom Mechavni, Vishad Nechachila, Gozabi Rabbanim. But the Rabbanim saw now that the Maestro, the shepherds, go and take from others. So they saw they're over real Isigezel. Therefore, they said they're also psulim. Yeah. Right. Then it says what?
Hagaboyim Yamuchsim, two types of tax collectors. Mikorosova Madi Kitzlhu Koshakli. First they thought, you know what they take? The taxes they're supposed to take, what they're allowed to take, so there's no way to get them. But Kiva the cause of the Koshakli Yisera, they saw that they're collecting more taxes than they're supposed to, Kaslino. Then the Rabbanim said, if so, they're stealing money to Regazlin, the apostle. Amar Rava, Roya Sharma, that's how we said a shepherd is possible to be an aid. Echod Roya Behemadaka, whether he's a shepherd for sheep, the Yechod Roya Behemagasa, whether it's for cattle. For the Gemara, me Amar Rava, how could Rava say like this? I have Amar Rava, Roya Behemadaka Beretz Yisrael, Sulim. Shepherds of sheep in Eretz Yisrael is possible. The Chutzlaretz Ksherim, but if they do it in Chutzlaretz, then it's alright. Rashi says, in Eretz Yisrael it's no good, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. We don't want the animals to be there. But a Chutzlaretz is okay, you see it's Ksherim, so you see a Roya for sheep is kosher. Roya Behemagasa, Hafilu Eretz Yisrael Ksherim. So what's the question? Here it says Roya is Ksherim. It's not like we're saying Roya both apostle. The Gemara who? The Megadla Mitma. Here it's not a real shepherd, we're talking about you raising them. Rashi says, you raise them in your house. So therefore, you're not puzzled. It's your own private stock. Still, in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't do it. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Moses, Hochinami Mesavdes Asfaroso. Midutani, since it's said, we had a mission that says, Ne'monam Alai, Shloish Yeroya Boka.
That if a person accepts upon himself to believe Shloish Yeroya Boka, then they're Ne'mon to be Yedim. So you see, if you don't accept upon yourself, then they're Psulim. So there's a riot at Stam Royim, or Royim is possible liadis. We're afraid that he's going to steal his choshed on mamin. So my love liadis doesn't mean to say we believe him here to be Yadim. So you see, without your special kabbalah, they're not Neman. So says, no, there's no proof. Maybe Ladina. It means here that if you accept it upon himself to be a dying, and for Dayonim, Stam is the possible, because they don't know the halachas. But it could be for Adis, maybe the kosher anyway. The Gemara says, Dekanan, I bring you proof also, Diktoni Shleisha Roya Boka. It says three. Then what do you need three for? Eli Edis, if it's a question, they should be Kosher Edim, Shleisha Lomli, what do you have three? So Gemara says, Viel, Lamai, what are you talking about, Ladino, to shall he accept upon himself to be Dayonim? So, my year is Shleisha Roya Boka, what do you have to say a case? Of three shepherds for, Kolbe Telosa, Delay Gemira, Dina, let's say any three people that do not know the halachas, then Mikra Din, if you do not know the halachas, you can't be a dayan. But if you accept upon yourself such a dayanis, it is good. So what do you have to say, Dafka, Shloish Yeroya Boka for? So Mora says, this is what it means to say. That Afilu Hani, Dlo Shchichi B'Yishav, even these three people of Roya Boka, that are not Shchich B'Yishav or Yelam, even such people also, if you accept upon himself to be Mekabalim, to be the Yonim, they're kosher. I mean, it's okay, not that they're kosher, but you can have such a Kabbalah. Omer of Yehuda of Yehuda holds, Stam Roya Apostle, Stam, a person that's a shepherd in the fields, Minastam, even though we did not see that he took the animals in other people's fields, but Minastam is possible. But Stam Gaboy Kosher, Stam a tax collector, as long as we did not see him take extra money, still is kosher to say Yedis. Having more says, Avuad Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera's father, Ovid Giviyosa Tlesa Shonin. He was a tax collector for 13 years. Now, Kiyaviyosi Reish Nora, when the head of the city would come in, Reish Nora means the head of the Noah, the one to secure of the river, or Chur means the one that's in charge to make the taxes on the city. So, Reb Zera that used to collect for him, when he used to see that the head come into the city, see, Kihevi Chazi Rabbonim, when he would see the Tamich Chomim, Omele, he would tell them like nicely, Lecha Mibo V'chad Recha. In other words, go hide, don't be outside in the streets now, come inside. So Rashi says, "Lo nechzimu b'chor reish nora," in order that the head in charge should not see you, that he's the sar ear, and he should not see that too many people living here. Because if he sees a lot of people living in the city, he's going to ask for a lot of taxes. So that's what Abzair wanted to make it easy on the people, and they said, "Hide, he should not see you." And he had bichazi inshe demosa. When Reb Zera's father used to see Stam, the people living in the city, Omer, he would tell them like this, listen, Reish Nehora Osa Lamosa, the chief in charge, he's in the city right now. And like, hide from him. Because Vidna today, Nichses Abel Lefnum Bro, it's like an expression, he'll slaughter the father in front of the son, or Bro Lefnum Abel, and the son in front of the father. In other words to say, he's going to collect a lot of money. So therefore, go ahead and hide. That's what Avud of Zera used to tell the people in the city. And as Gemara says, national chavot and aleph, or midnezu kuli.